Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me tonight for my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to your questions this evening. A little bit about myself. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician, a board-certified nutritional specialist, and I've been in private practice for 24 years. The last 17 years, I've specialized in fibromyalgia. My practice has evolved over the years, and at one time I had a very large integrated medical practice where I had five medical doctors here on the campus of Brookwood Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. We specialized in using very judicious use of prescription medication and natural supplements to treat a variety of illnesses, but our specialty, one of our main specialties, was looking at chronic diseases, especially fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. In 2003, I sold that practice, and I've been in practice solo ever since. For the last 7 or 8 years, my practice has evolved to where 95% of my practice is now phone consults, and I work with patients by phone all over the world. It's really a treat to have many of the patients that I work with to share their story, and hopefully we'll have one of those patients who will come on here this evening. Hopefully we got our communication straight. She'll be able to join us this evening. If you've not had a chance to go to the website and to listen to some of the patient success stories, I would encourage you to do so, and you can do that at thefibrodoctor.com, and you can hear stories from patients just like you who have battled fibromyalgia and have found that by doing the protocols that I recommend, that the things that I have been using over the last couple of decades, that they were able, through hard work, because it's not an easy thing to do, but they were able, through hard work and getting some coaching with me, working with them on a weekly basis, they were able to get their life back. And I think what happens oftentimes when you get the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, you get pretty discouraged, and you lose all hope, because most doctors, at least in conventional medicine, they tell you there's really nothing they can do for your fibromyalgia other than put you on some medications to make you a little more comfortable, maybe to reduce your symptoms. But you're going to have to learn to live with it is basically what they tell you. And the medications that they put you on often have multiple side effects, and you oftentimes don't really feel much better on those medications. And so year after year goes by, you really don't feel much better, and you get pretty discouraged. Well, fortunately, there are doctors out there who can help you get your life back, who can help you reverse fibromyalgia, and there is a better way, certainly, than the way that's being used by conventional medicine. What I'd like to do now, if I can get Sally to join me. Sally, if you're on the line, if you will hit *6 on your phone, that will bring you on the call live. And when you get on the call, if you'll just say hello, and I know you're on the line. So we'll see if Sally can join us this evening. She's going to, by hitting *6, join us on the call. We'll give her just a second and see if she's able to get on tonight. Well, as we're waiting, we'll wait just a second and see if she's able to join us. I was concerned we got our communication maybe mixed up this afternoon, so we'll see here.
Dr. Murphy.
Hi, Sally.
Hi there.
Thank you for joining
me
tonight. I'm doing great. Thank you for joining me.
I am so happy to do that.
Well, listen, I want to just introduce you real quick. So, Sally Jen Zink is one of my favorite patients, and she is one tough cookie, let me tell you. And she has worked is probably as hard as any patient that I've had. Sally, can you tell us a little bit about how long you've had fibromyalgia, and tell us a little bit about, you know, when your diagnosis and what some of the symptoms and challenges that you had?
Well, sure, I would be happy to. I guess looking back, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia probably over 30 years ago when my children were little. And it was something that I just kind of lived with and I didn't know much about. And as time went on, I kind of feel like it went in and out of, I guess you might say, remission, where there'd be times I felt really good and then times I'd feel really lousy. And just over the past couple years, my pain has gotten a lot worse. And I always wonder if it was arthritis or whatever it may be, or just getting older. And so the last time I'd seen my family physician, she had put me through different blood tests and just a whole routine of different checkup. And after I had met with her, she had definitely said that I had fibromyalgia. So it definitely was diagnosed as fibro. And basically just told me there was not much you could do for it. You just have to kind of learn to live with it. And, probably some pain medication or different medications I could take. And at that point, I just really felt discouraged. And I just kind of felt like there had to be an answer out there besides just saying I had to accept it and just live with the pain every day. And when I would get up in the morning, I would be sore and achy all over, and it would continue through the remainder of the day. It would be hard for me to even walk down the steps from my bedroom to our main floor. And as the day wore on, by the end of the day, I was just really worn out and tired and sore. And so that's when I kind of was my own advocate, I guess I would say. And I got on the internet, and I started researching fibromyalgia. And that's when I found you, Dr. Murphy.
Yeah. Well, so now tell me, so prior to us starting to work together, you had several issues like a lot of patients. I mean, you just got so run down over the years. And one of the things that, you had really difficulty with your sleep, your energy, you told me, was really low energy at that time. And you've gotten real low with your moods, too. And I think that happens with fibromyalgia. I think you just get so run down, you get beat down with this illness that it really just takes it out of you. And so that was something that you'd struggle with for quite a while, right?
Yes, that is very true. I did. Sleeping was horrible. I would probably in bed a couple hours before I'd fall asleep. And once I'd fall asleep, I could wake up anywhere from every 15 minutes to maybe every hour. And that went on all night long. And so you can only imagine you wake up and you're totally fatigued before you even start your day. As far as my mood and my emotions, I was very depressed. I struggled with depression for many years. And I've even gone to outpatient therapy for it. So it just seemed like when it really got bad, everything just got bad.
And so tell me about now. So right now, your sleep is doing fantastic. How long does it take you to fall asleep typically now?
Typically, probably less than 5 minutes. sleeping
yeah,
is good.
Mm-hmm,
it's
yeah,
actually a joy to go to bed at night because I know I'm going to be able to sleep. And I do.
Yeah.
I sleep all night. I might wake up one time, but I fall right back to sleep.
And just so the listeners know, you're not taking any sleep medication, so you're doing it all naturally. And
I
you
am.
Work real hard to do that. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And then tell me about your moods, because you really made a big turnaround. You really worked. You know, we got off to a really rough start. You know, looking back,
we had
a couple of months there that were pretty were challenged. I think you had some issues with the supplements that I was recommending, and you're just having a hard time. And that happens. And to your credit, and that's what I'm saying, you really hung in there because you could have given up, and you didn't. And you had some changes made in your medication, and then we made some changes with your supplements. And I'll never forget this, but I was probably about 3 weeks later, because you went from really bad flare, I mean, you were bad, And I remember I was talking to you, and you told me, because I remember thinking, oh, gosh, I'm going to call Sally today, and I'm hoping she's doing better. And I was just thinking in my mind, okay, what do I need to change? What do we need to retest? I need to figure out. And then I got you on the line, and your voice, the energy that came across, and I'll never forget this, the energy that came across the line when we talked was a totally different person. And you told me how great you were doing, and you said that you were just coming back from painting your friend's house. I'll never forget that.
That is right. You are so right.
Yeah.
And
actually,
this spring I had just had a total knee replacement done because my knee had really been bothering me. And even coming back from that surgery was just really tough. But as time has worn on here and you have helped me through this tough battle, my knee is doing phenomenal. I have energy. I'm 60 years old, and I have 8 grandkids, and I am busy all the time, and I am loving life to the fullest.
Yeah. So looking back now, looking at the struggles that you're having with your energy and the pain, the mental clarity, sleep, mood, you had restless leg syndrome, had problems with IBS.
Right.
I mean, the typical thing that that people have with fibro. Are any of those issues right now giving you any trouble?
No, they are not.
No.
I have a lot of anxiety issues also that I am no longer on any medication for that. I am sleeping great. My energy level is great. I love life. It's been good. And I feel like a completely different person.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, you're a wonderful person. You're a wonderful person before. You're just broken down, and now we've worked hard to fix you. Well, one of the things that we did, you know, that you told me early on is you felt like you had a problem with your thyroid. And you shared with me in your history that you kept going to your doctors, and they would do the blood work, and they'd tell you everything was fine. And then when I did the blood work, of course, as you know, I do blood work over and above what most doctors do, and I found that she had something off in your thyroid. And I think one of the things that was real helpful is just to starting to work on your metabolism, and then you know you did the by doing that you felt better, and then you're able to do the anti-inflammatory weight loss diet.
Exactly.
And I think that was a real game changer for you.
It was. When I went into this, I was looking basically just to relieve my fibromyalgia. But as time wore on and we got the sleep under control, the thyroid, like you said, I had thought for years I had thyroid issues, and my doctor would always do the blood work and come back and say it's normal. And I just never felt that that was right. And then when you told me that you saw that there were issues, and got me on some thyroid supplement, I totally believe that was the start of turning things around, along with the sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
also I started the Adrenal Calm, the lotion that I
mm-hmm.
put on my wrist every night.
Right.
And that
mm-hmm.
helped. And
mm-hmm.
Then when we got to the point when everything was starting to balance out, my last step was really get on your weight loss program if that was something that I desired to do. And I just had made my mind up, you know what, I've started this program, I'm committed to it. I totally felt like it was something that the Lord had led me to. And so I just really felt like I had to finish this the right way. And you had sent me the book on the weight loss, and I started it.
Yeah. Well, now, we've got some, you know, we're still not finished. We still got some work to do. In fact, we're about to redo some blood work and check to make sure all the numbers look good, which I know they will. But tell me, how much weight have you lost so far on the anti-inflammatory plan?
Well, I was just looking at my tracking, my progress here, and I began it on July 27, and so I'm thinking it's probably been just about 10 weeks. I have lost 40 pounds, and I have lost
mm-hmm.
a total of 28 and a half inches.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And just so people realize this, it's not about the weight loss. I mean, the weight loss is great.
It is, because
exactly.
When you're carrying around extra weight, then you're at risk for being on blood pressure medications and cholesterol meds and diabetes meds. But you store inflammatory chemicals in that extra fat cells. Plus, if you're carrying around extra weight, it's a lot of work. So what you found is, and what most all my patients find, is if they are carrying around that extra weight, part of getting healthy is losing that. And by doing so, you see your energy go up and your pain go way down. Would you agree with that? Would you agree?
I would agree with that 100%. One thing that I thought was very interesting when you and I started talking in the very beginning is that you had never seen me or anything. And the questionnaire that I filled out in the very beginning of my medical history, I believe my weight was on there. And you had basically said, if I would guess, that you thought a lot of my weight was carried around my midsection. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you explained to me that a lot of that was yellow fat, which contains inflammation. So that has just totally gotten so much better.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so what's it been like working with a doctor in Birmingham, Alabama, by phone? I mean, that's quite a change, I'm sure.
It is. I'll be honest. When I began, of course, there were so many times I would look for an answer, and I thought I probably would find this or that type of supplement or something to try on my own, and it never really did it. And so when I ran across you, Dr. Murphy, I really have to admit that I was a little skeptical, and I thought, how can a doctor help me when I live in Michigan and he lives in Alabama? But you know what? It has worked out so well. Our consultations over the phone have been great. You tell me when you're going to call, and you call me, and we have a good chat, and we talk over things, and if something has to be changed, you are always open to help somebody with it. So I'm just very, very pleased.
Yeah. Well, tell me, so what do you see in the future? What's going to happen for Sally in the future? What do you want to do?
You know, losing this weight, I think, has been a huge thing for me because I'm a very tall person, so I can carry my weight pretty well. People would never believe what I weighed before I started this. And, you know, it's been fun to lose it just because it's making me physically feel better, but also emotionally and mentally better. And I just recently went through my whole closet because nothing fits me anymore. And I decided I'm keeping one pair of pants just to remind me, you know, what I was like. And I don't want to go back to that. And I want to be healthy.
Right. Right. So how does it feel to be healthy? I mean, there's so many people who don't even know what that feels like. How does it feel?
You know, it's amazing. People will say to me now that I have a healthy look. One of my girlfriends at work just said the other day, "You have got pep in your step." And I said, "I feel like I have pep in my step." And she said, "Your face just glows." And I said, "Because I feel better. I don't feel like this heavy cloud is hanging over me." And it makes me just believe that life can be good. And to get the proper care that you need, life can be good.
Well, you if anybody deserves it, you do. You deserve it. You sure do.
Thank you.
Well, so Sally, what would you recommend to those that are listening or may listen to this replay? What would you recommend to those out there who are, you know, they're wondering, is this for real? Is this something I should do? Is this, you know, what would you recommend?
Well, I know from my personal feelings before I began, I felt like life would never be changed. I would always be and achy and tired and depressed. And it's just proven to me that it can change. And to be your own advocate and get out there and research you, Dr. Murphy, and what you have to offer for us, and to believe in yourself. And even though when I started there were some bumps in the road, but you know what? You can work through that. And not to get discouraged by that, but just to keep plugging along. And you are walking right alongside of us. And you will plug along with us, and we'll work together. And I just want to say, try it. You're not out of anything.
Right. Well, I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you, and just I feel blessed that you're part of the family now. Gino and Gina, and now Cheryl and Heather, and you've met all the girls or talked to them on the phone. You know, once you start working with us, you really kind of, you know, you're kind of a part of the family, and we value you so much, and we're so happy that you're with us, and you've done so well, and just look forward to working with you in the future. And
well,
I know we've got some other goals
we're
working on. Yeah, you're so welcome.
Well, like
you're
I've told you one of these days, I am going to drive down to Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm going to meet you face-to-face because that is one goal in my life that I want to do.
Great. I look forward to it. Sally, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you so much, Dr. Murphy. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Really want to thank Sally for joining me tonight. She's one of hundreds of patients that have worked real hard to get their life back. And I think you can just hear it in her voice. She's just a sweetheart of a person. And not to really go into her story, but you know, she's worked really hard her whole life, and she just deserves it. I'm just so happy that she's doing well, and again, I really do feel blessed to get to work with a lot of people that I work with. And many times I work with patients who've kind of been everywhere, tried everything, and they tell me that, you know, I'm their last hope. And fortunately for the majority of the patients that I work with one-on-one in a Get Healthy program, I'm successful in getting them to reach their goals. And I feel really thankful that, and I really believe this, that I'm doing what exactly God put me here to do. I really feel that way because no one would have chosen to work with fibromyalgia patients. I mean, I certainly would not have, just being candid, because you guys are hard. And some days when we walk out of the clinic, my staff and I were, you know, we feel pretty beat up. And that's because, at least initially, when I'm working with patients, initially they're just so down and they're so run down that and no one will really listen to them. And so the only people they really can complain to is us. And so there's a lot of complaining that may be going on initially while they're still feeling bad. But then we turn that around. And the same thing we did with Sally is and she called a couple of times, and she was having some bad reactions. She just wasn't feeling good, and we understand that. I've got the most amazing staff in the world. They're like the greatest people on earth in out of the clinic, and they're just phenomenal in the clinic, and they're wonderful, and they're incredibly understanding, and they're able to really talk people through what's going on. And a big part of that is because they've been doing this for so long. Gina's been with me for a decade. Her daughter Gina's been with me for almost as long, and they know more about fibromyalgia than fibromyalgia doctors, or people, you know, certainly rheumatologists anyway, who say they treat fibromyalgia but don't know what the heck they're doing. So I really do feel blessed, but I would not have chosen fibromyalgia because it could be pretty taxing, and I value my vacations when I go away, but I also really, really love having patients like Sally and other patients who are able to get their life back, who are proactive and do what they need to do to get well, because that's really the only way you can beat fibromyalgia is you got to get healthy, and drugs don't make you healthy. Now, sometimes they can be helpful, no doubt about it, and sometimes they're your only choice, only option, but they don't make you healthy. And in traditional medicine,
drug therapy is a dead end. There's just too many symptoms for fibromyalgia trying to cover them up with drugs. There's just too many. And if you try to take a drug for every symptom, before you know it, you're on 6 to 12 different drugs, and you don't even know whether the drug's helping or hurting. And year after year goes by, and you're no better. And yet now you've got all these medications that can be causing side effects that lead to more medications and more health problems. The only way to feel good again and stay that way, because it's not a short-term thing. You don't want to feel good one day and then crash the next, right? You want to feel good all the time, at least the majority of the time. And the only way to do that is to get healthy. That's the only thing that works with fibromyalgia. That's it. That's really it. Now, what I want to do tonight is I want to save plenty of time to take your questions, and I'll take them until we run out of time here. But I've got some questions that came in, and some of these are kind of just questions that I get that are all have very much the same tone or the same vein, and I want to answer some of those. And by doing so, I can cross this off my list of all these emails that I get with these questions. So the first question is from Ann, and Ann asks, what is the best diet for fibromyalgia? And so my reply to you, Ann, is there's really no specific one diet that's best for everybody across the board. It really needs to be individualized, really. But what I do know is that patients do the best when they eat really clean. And when I say that, the less processed foods they eat, the better they do. And on the anti-inflammatory diet that I put patients on, it's a very clean diet with no starches. So there's no breads, no sugar. None of that is allowed. And the reason why is because those foods tend to be triggers for pain, inflammation, depression, low energy, and weight gain. They sabotage your metabolism. It doesn't mean my patients can't ever have those things. They can. Now, what they find is by being on this diet that I work with them on, is if they need to lose weight, they will on this. As you heard, Sally's lost quite a bit of weight, as most of my patients do, sometimes half a pound a day. And more importantly, they lose the weight and they reset their metabolism so the weight does not come back, doesn't reappear 5-6 years later. They still have the weight off, and that's because when I'm working with patients, my goal is to find and fix the causes where they're broken down, not just to cover up their symptoms. So many of these patients, Sally being one of them, had a thyroid issue. And so once we started working on that, her metabolism improved. Now, the other thing, as you heard, is we got her sleeping. And if you're not sleeping, you're going to have a hard time losing weight. In fact, you're probably going to be gaining weight. And then she was also on some medications that was causing some weight gain, so we got her off those. But as far as diet, you really want to eat more of a paleo-like diet. And again, it needs to be specific because I have some patients who are underweight and they need to gain weight, so I got to work with them based on that. And then also depends on what are some of the underlying issues, whether it's thyroid or adrenal. Some patients have food allergies. I find that a lot. And if they have food allergies, that needs to be uncovered with appropriate testing, special testing, that can show what foods are actually causing you to have pain or headaches or low moods or problems with IBS and some of these other issues. So, but I talk a good bit about that in the book, and so I'd encourage you to get the book, Ann, because I think you'll see that there's quite a bit of information about diet in the book. Next question is kind of a joint question. So, yeah, okay, this is one we get all the time. So, Dr. Murphy, how much does a new patient consult cost, and what is involved to get a phone consult? What happens on the call? Okay, so the new patient phone call, the consult's $129. It's not covered by insurance. And what happens is to get a new patient consult, what you need to do is go to thefibrodoctor.com, and if you look on there, you'll see consults, and you click on that, and that'll bring up some paperwork. And what you do is you fill that paperwork out online. It's a questionnaire. It's you know, fairly lengthy, but it's lengthy for a reason. And a lot of patients will ask me, well, you have some really strange questions on there. But they're on there for a reason, because it tips me off to what's going on biochemically.
and my goal is to really to find out where you're broken down, and that's what that questionnaire is for. So you fill that question out online, then you submit it online to, it goes to the clinic, and then typically they call you within 24 hours to get your schedule, and we get, you know, my schedule. Now on the appointment, typically block out, you know, half an hour to 45 minutes for that call. It typically gives us plenty of time for me to, because ahead of time I will go through your questionnaire, I'll know everything you've got on there, and also they're going to ask you to send any labs that you've had in the last year, and I'm going to go through your labs as well. And then the purpose of that call is for me to interview you based on your questionnaire, to go through those and ask you, you know, how long have you had fibromyalgia? How did it start? What was the, you know, what were the first things that happened? Were you healthy prior to fibromyalgia? Did you have any childhood illnesses? And my goal is to try to figure out what was the trigger that brought on your fibro, and then to start looking at what are your chief complaints? What are the things that are bothering you most? So it's poor sleep. Okay, do you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep or both? And what, and if you're taking medication, why are you not still not sleeping? Or if you're not taking medication, did you try medications that didn't work? If it didn't work, why? And if you get funny reactions, we talk about that. So it's me really being a detective and going through this questionnaire and trying to figure out where and why you're broken down. And then the most important thing, right, is what do I recommend? What are my recommendations for you? What do you need to do to feel good again? Is it more testing? Is it that you, that, you know, and if I can't help you, I'm going to tell you that. So if you're a patient with Lyme disease, and that's the main thing I find going through the, and I'll know that, then I'll tell you that because I'm not a specialist in Lyme disease. But if you have fibromyalgia, you have chronic fatigue syndrome and or, and I feel like I can help you, I would tell you that. And then I will give you the options for me to be able to help you. Or if you need to work with somebody else, I'll give you that option as well. But that's what that purpose is. And then the other purpose really is for you to interact with me to see if I'm the doctor you want to work with. Because if you work with me one-on-one, it's going to be in a Get Healthy program. It's going to be a program to get you healthy, not just to have you feel better for a few days, not just to take a handful of supplements. That's not what it's about. It's about getting healthy so that you stay that way. And we go into those, you know, that's one of the options that's presented. So we talk about that. Okay, here's another question. No name on here. Doctor, I have chronic migraines. I hate taking Topamax. What else can I do? Is there anything natural? I've tried Feverfew and CoQ10, but neither one of them helped. Well, my go-to remedy for migraines is Petadolix by Thorne Research, and you can get that on the Internet, and it's butterbur. You can get butterbur on the Internet, and you typically take it. The Petadolix, it's 50 capsules in a bottle. Typically, I have patients take two a day. I think it's 450 milligrams standardized dose, and you'll see that that's typically three times a day, but I find two is enough. But what you want to know is you don't want to just take a supplement to cover up your symptom, right? So the migraine is a symptom. That something's wrong. It's a warning sign. You don't want to take Topamax either, right, to cover up a symptom, or a triptan or one of these, or Imitrex. Now, you can't have migraines. So if you try natural things that it doesn't work, for heaven's sakes, take what you have to take not to have a migraine. But more importantly, what you want to know is what's the trigger or the triggers, because it could be more than one, for the migraines. What's causing the migraine? And it could be hormonal. So it could be something's off in your estrogen, progesterone levels if you're a female. It could be low thyroid, which is common. It could be food allergies, which is the other common trigger. And there's special testing that will show that. And once that's been shown where the triggers are, it could be multiple triggers, then it's a matter of fixing those underlying causes so that you don't have the severity or the frequency of the migraines. I find that with the butter bar, it helps me to get people, you know, started on that right away so I can do the detective work and find out what these other triggers are. But the butterbur oftentimes will drastically reduce the severity and the frequency of the migraine. So I encourage you to start there and then to work with a doctor, you know, work with me, whomever that is, that will do the detective work and find out what are the triggers that are causing your migraines.
Here's what common question I get. Dr. Roger, do you know of a doctor in Baton Rouge that treats like you do? Well, I don't. Now, I'm trying to train other doctors throughout North America in my protocols and my philosophy of getting patients healthy, which I still, you know, really after doing this for almost 2 decades and having a medical practice that were, and at that time using prescription medications and now not using prescription medications, I've come to the conclusion that the only way to really do it is to get healthy. And that's really the only way that works so that you stay that way. Otherwise, you're at the mercy of whatever supplement or drug you're taking. When it stops working, then you're broken down again. You've got to get healthy and you got to stay that way. So you can go to functionalfibrodoctors.com and you can see if there's a doctor in your area. There may be a doctor in your area that's been trained by me, and if so, you can work with them in, you know, in their clinic. However, for most of you, you're going to go to that site and you're going to get a reply that no, there's not a doctor in your area, and the other option is to work with me by phone. Well, you know, you got to get over this thing that you're uncomfortable working with a doctor by phone, because that's where it's all going. You're going to see that now you're already reading about that in the magazines and newspapers, that you can contact somebody by virtual internet. You do it by internet, and they can tell you what's wrong. You're going to see more and more of that, and especially specialists. And the way it is right now, there are just not many doctors who treat fibromyalgia, really know how to treat fibromyalgia, especially in the conventional world, and there's just not enough specialists. So if there's nobody in your area, then for heaven's sake, call the clinic. And if you have reservations about doing a phone consult, we'll be happy to let you speak with other patients who've done phone consults and have been successful and see if that will make you feel more comfortable doing so. But we want you to get well. I want you to get your life back. And so that those are the choices that we have for you. Let's see. Okay, here's one. Do you think that we will ever have they will ever find a cure for fibromyalgia? And no, there's not going to be, in the context of no, there's not going to be a drug that's going to cure fibromyalgia. There's not going to be a shock treatment or electrical mechanical therapy or some type of PT or massage or any of those things. There's not going to be a chiropractic adjustment. There's not going to be one thing that's going to be the cure for fibromyalgia. It's just not going to happen. We're going to continue to look. You know, that's going to be conventional medicine and pharmaceutical companies have a lot of money invested in finding medications to have patients with fibromyalgia take the medications. But, and this is going to sound very jaded, but ideally, they really don't want to cure fibromyalgia. They want you on a medication that you'll take forever. I mean, I know it sounds very jaded, but really, I mean, let's be realistic here. You know, they put patients on blood pressure medication for life, diabetes medications for life. That's the way it's done, and that's the way they'll do it with fibromyalgia. If they can get a drug like Lyrica, and they'll just tell you to stay on Lyrica. Now, you don't know if you're any better or not on Lyrica, and you gain weight and you have all the side effects, but they'll tell you just to stay on Lyrica because that's what they got. So anyway, to answer your question, there's really no cure for fibromyalgia. Now, what there is there's a proven program that I have proven over the last 2 decades that works, and that program is designed to get you healthy. And if we get you healthy and you don't have any pain and you're able to sleep and you don't have any anxiety or depression or irritable bowel, restless leg syndrome, or I would say you're cured, right? At least you have your fibromyalgia in remission. So there is a way to feel tremendously better, but that is to get healthy. Okay, so here's one. Why don't you take insurance? Okay, let me ask you. This is a group question. Get on top. Don't take insurance because insurance will not pay for phone consults. That's not something they'll do, and I think that'll change. And insurance oftentimes will not pay for some of the testing that we do. That's how it is. It's going to change, but we're not there yet. So we don't take insurance. Medicare
it, when I did take insurance, was paying me $18 a visit. And I'm sorry, but I'm worth more than that. If I'm going to spend half an hour to an hour with a patient, that just won't work. It won't work. Okay, so what I want to do now is open up the call and take your questions. So if you've got a question, if you'll hit star 6, that'll bring you on the line.
This is Tricia.
Hi, Tricia.
Hi, Dr. Murphy. Regarding Sally's testimony, she mentioned that she is no longer on any sleep medications or anything for anxiety. Was that prescription medication she's no longer on, and she's still on the supplements, or was she off of everything for those two things?
So she's off her prescription medications, and she's taking naturals. So she's
okay.
Just using natural supplements.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Okay, great.
Thanks. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, so if you got a question, if you'll hit star 6, that'll bring you on the line. If you'll just state your name. So we'll wait here just a second and see. Again, now you got to hit star 6. So if you're talking into the phone, I can't hear you. It's because you got to come on the call live. And you'll need to do that by hitting star 6. So while we're waiting, and feel free to jump right in if you've got a question. But while we're waiting, I'm going to take some of these other questions that I have. One of those is, do you think that antidepressants are helpful for fibromyalgia? And I think antidepressants can be helpful. Now, what we know from meta-analysis, that's looking at all the different studies, so thousands of studies out there, and they do a study of all those studies, and they pool that data. What we see is that antidepressants in 70% of the time are no better than a sugar pill. And that doesn't mean they don't work. I'm not saying that. But what we see is that 70% of the time they're no better than a sugar pill. Now, I'm not telling you to stop your antidepressants. I'm not telling you to stop any of your medications unless you work with me or a doctor who can help you get healthy. And then by doing so, you can find you can come off medications because you don't need them. But antidepressants for fibro can be helpful, no doubt about it. The problem is the antidepressants, they don't make serotonin. They are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. But the problem is if you don't have any serotonin to reuptake because you've gotten so depleted over the years, you've depleted your stress coping chemicals, if you're taking these medications, they're just not going to do much. But there's natural ways that you can actually use high doses, but the right doses of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids that actually make serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine and these chemicals that you need to be happy, to go into deep restorative sleep, and to block pain. So you can do it naturally because that's where it comes from anyway. Here's a question. What do you think is the most important thing for overcoming fibromyalgia? So I get this question a lot. And I used to say, let me finish this question. I'll take your question. So what I used to say, what was the most important thing for overcoming fibromyalgia is getting deep restorative sleep. And I still think that's super, super crucial. It's one of the number one things. It's not the number one thing. But now what I'm coming to realize is for a lot of people out there who can't do it themselves, because my book is written as a self-help guide. But what I have found is that a lot of patients are so complicated that reading a book is even, and they can't even do that. A lot of people can't even watch TV. I mean, they can't read newspapers. It's just they're just so down, they're so low, and they don't have the mental capacity to do that, and they get overwhelmed. And so what I've really come to the realization is it really is probably the most important thing for overcoming fibromyalgia is finding a health coach, finding a doctor that you can work with one-on-one who's going to work with you to get you healthy. And they're going to do the detective work and find out where you're broken down. And they know what they're doing. They specialize in fibromyalgia. I think that's the most important thing for many, many people out there. Okay, we have a caller on the line, I think. You got a question?
Yes, my name is Teresa. I'm currently on antidepressants, and I really don't like taking them. I'm on two different antidepressants, and I'm on sleeping medicine, Zolpidem, and I still don't sleep. And I'm also on Topamax, and I'm also on Parafon Forte, and I'm also on Gabapentin.
Goodness.
So I'm on various things, and nothing ever takes away the pain. Everything just, like, kind of takes the edge off. But, and I know this is just covering, masking everything, and nothing's working. And I've probably, looking back over the years, I think I've probably had fibromyalgia since I was probably about 15, and I'm 50. Thinking about symptoms as I know now, you know, all the things that I know now about fibromyalgia, I think I've had it years and years ago. And I've lost some weight. I've done, you know, tried to do some things myself, from being 198 pounds to now weighing about 161, trying to change my diet. But I'm still, you know, like, with trying to do things that I used to do, overexerting myself, my body goes in shutdown mode. I'm hurting tremendously. I did from trying to do water therapy, chiropractor. I've had the injections in my SI joints and my shoulders to my spine. None of that stuff, you know, really worked. And I can't work. Fighting disability for 5 years. You know, I have no income coming in. And, you know, it's frustrating, you know, trying to get, you know, people to understand that looking like I'm well and feeling well is two different things, you know. And
going to a
psychiatrist and getting to that point of going and talking to them and just, you know, just talking about how bad I feel and, you know, carrying all my baggage there. You know, you could talk to your family and telling them, but they don't fully understand. And you go there, you're like totally broken. You know, I have the depression and the anxiety. And you're totally broken when you get to that point. And people don't fully understand what you go through and how you feel on a day-to-day basis, and not finding, it seems like you're finding the right doctors to go to really help you with your problem. You know, it's very frustrating. And I don't know if there's any doctors in my area, and I live in Ohio, in Akron, Ohio. I don't know if there's any doctors in my area. So I'm just like, I'm tired of all the medicine and getting no results. I'm just fed up.
Right. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're over-medicated. You know, it'd be one thing if the medication was really working and you had your life back. You could do what you wanted to do. You could work. You could socialize. You could exercise. You could, you know. Well, to your credit, I mean, you've lost weight. You've changed your diet. So you're obviously a very proactive, hardworking individual. And, I mean, I would encourage you to look on. I'm not sure about Ohio, so you could look to see. But, you know, the other option, if you can't find somebody on the functional fibro doctor network, then, you know, certainly phone consult is, you know, a phone call away.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. 'Cause,
you're welcome.
I know the things aren't working.
You've come to a conclusion that a lot of people come to is that, you know, you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired of all the you know, conventional medicine telling you, here's another drug, hey, let's try this, and you just really don't feel much better, if any better.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I try to press and do the normal things, but when I do, you know, I pay for like 3 and 4 days, I'm totally shut down. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
And people are like, just press through and get up. You know, you can get up. Just once you get up, you'll be okay. And I'm like, you don't understand. There's no just getting up.
They don't have the idea what it's like. Yeah, they don't understand it. You're on a good day, you're just trying to get through the day sometimes. But when you're down and out like that, it's everything you can, you know, to do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. And when the family stuff I have going on, and it's like we have other issues, and that brings the pain on more when you have a lot of stress added to it. It makes it even worse. So, you know, we have a lot of death going on in the family, so the stress levels are tremendous, you know, and it makes the pain even worse. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Teresa, I encourage you to go to that, to thefibrodoctor.com, and there's free videos on there. I'd encourage you to look at the, you know, look on the functionalfibrodoctors.com to see if there's somebody in your area. If you've not gotten the book, I mean, maybe that's the place to start, is just, you know, to get a copy of my book available on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. And, but, yeah, any way I can help you, I'd love to do so.
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. So we've got a few more minutes here. If you've got a question, if you'll hit *6, that'll bring you on the line. I'll take your question.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Dr. Murphy. Go ahead.
Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
I talked to you on here about a month and a half ago about going off of Valium, and I have been going off, and, of course, I'm getting no sleep where I'm, you know, I was sleeping, you know, some on the Valium, but you never get good sleep, and so right now I get like 3, maybe 3.5 hours a night. That's all I get. And so does something just finally kick in? I'm almost off. I've got a little piece I'm taking tonight. I mean, does something eventually just kind of kick in? I mean, where I'm detoxing, it's keeping me from sleeping.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm proud of you for weaning off that. Now, I probably would not have had you do that unless you're working somebody, so... But obviously you're having success and you're tough. I mean you're close. As far as your question about sleep,
I've just got to tell you, I was like 3 weeks into it, and I started reading like you need to, you know, do this with the doctor, help with the doctor, and I called my doctor and she was out of town for the week, so okay, then I go in, it's 4 weeks into it, and. She told me I was like halfway through the pill, and I had the whole half to go, and she told me just to quit taking it. And I thought,
oh my God,
that's awful.
Wow.
The side effects are terrible.
Yeah, that's the way to know what you're doing. Yeah, it's scary.
She's a family doctor, but it's scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is they give these benzodiazepine, these medications out kind of like candy. And they get people on these anti-anxiety pills, Klonopin, Ativan, Xanax, Valium, Remeron. They give you these medications to help with sleep or to help with stress. The problem is you get addicted to them. You can get addicted within 2 weeks, and they have all these horrendous side effects. But as you know, that's why you're trying to get off. But to answer your question about the sleep, you know, you're going to need to do some natural things too that I talk about in the book that will help you with your sleep.
Thank you.
So. Mm-hmm.
I'm taking your 5-HTP. You told a lady on one of these teleconferences about cavanase.
Cavanase.
Yeah, I took that because I thought I've been reading, and I thought, well, you know, it's. I'm thinking, doesn't that kind of increase your GABA, the Valium? I'm taking the Valium away. I'm going to take two of those, and so I take two of those about 8 o'clock, and then I've been taking your 5-HTP, and I was only taking 100 because I thought, well, maybe at the end then I could kick it up to 300. You know, I'm just trying to think. You know, well, maybe it'd be better at the end when I'm not taking the pill anymore.
No, I would go up. I'd go up to 300 milligrams. That's the therapeutic dose. 5-HTP turns into melatonin. Yeah, and the problem that you're experiencing is that that medication that you've been on, the Valium, those particular benzodiazepines, they actually deplete your natural sleep hormone melatonin. So over the years, your melatonin level, that's just, you know, your sleep hormone, gets lower and lower and lower. And then when you try to come off these medications, you don't have your circadian rhythm. It's not correct. It's not adjusting like it's supposed to. Normally, when you go to lay down to go to sleep, when it gets dark, and, you know, certainly by 10, 11 o'clock, your melatonin level should be at its highest. You should be really sleepy. But if you've been on these medications, these benzodiazepines, for a number of years, it messes up that circadian rhythm. So it's going to take you a while to get that back. And what you've got to do is you've got to take things like 5-HTP, melatonin, and if needed, cavanase. There's other things you can do too. But by doing that, you'll find you'll have the best chance of slowly coming off that medication and not needing it.
Huh. Well, I've been taking melatonin too. I forgot that one. But I was on Valium for 15 years, and it was 5 milligrams. So anybody wants to do it, it can be done. It's hard, and you think you're going to give up,
it's hard.
You know?
Hey,
I knew I was going to do it. I was determined. So I'm just glad I can't wait to just, so I can say I'm not taking it no longer. I don't want any more of those in my house again.
Well good
thank
for you.
You
I'm
so
proud
much.
Of you. It's great. Now, you're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
So I want to thank everybody that came on the call that had questions this evening, and I do this call each and every Tuesday night. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, same call-in number, same access code, and I look forward to your questions each week. I want to encourage you to be proactive and do something different. So if you're at the point now you realize that, you know, you really are sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, you really got three choices, okay? One choice is you can keep doing what you're doing. You can continue to go the conventional route and hope that there's a drug that they're going to be able to give you, whether that's pain medication or increase your Lyrica or whatever it is, and that's going to make your symptoms lessen so that you can get through the day. But, you know, you're on this call, you realize that that's not an option, because you realize the more you learn about another approach, the one I'm sharing, you realize that the conventional approach, at least drug therapy alone, all by itself, is a dead end. It's not going to work. So the other option is you can look to see if there's a doctor in your area, and I mentioned that. And then, you know, you can also use the book. You know, one option is to use the book, my book. It's got protocols in there that you can try to do it yourself. And that book you can get on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it on my website. But that book, it's 564 pages. It's a lot of information in there. But it's also put in there so that you can use that information to help you in your quest to feel good again. That's what it's for. Now, some of you are going to find that the book is overwhelming. You know, you've tried to do it yourself. You've been taking supplements, you know, for years. You know, you got a cabinet full of supplements, you got a big Santa Claus bag full of supplements that you've tried, and you've not found the magic combination. And the challenge with that is you don't know where you're broken down, and you've got a diagnosis that says you've got fibromyalgia, but fibromyalgia is a syndrome. That doesn't mean anything. A syndrome is a group of common symptoms that come together that people share, and then they have this thing called fibromyalgia. But what you want to know, what you got to know is what's causing your low energy. It's not fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia didn't cause anything. That's just a name. What's causing your chronic pain? It's not fibromyalgia. What's causing you not to be able to sleep? You got to know where you're broken down, and that comes with the special testing that can show you that. It can show you where you're broken down biochemically. Now, once you know that, now you can treat the causes and try to, instead of just covering up the symptoms. Far too often what happens is patients will try to take supplements or medications, and they'll try to treat the symptoms. And what you want to do, again, is find and fix the causes. The other real big challenge is, I hear this every day, is I have patients that are working with doctors who are doing functional medicine, the kind of medicine that I do, which tries to help the body work at optimal levels to work to be the best, healthiest it can be. But they're working with doctors who really don't know a whole lot about fibro, and they put them on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy because that's what they do for everybody. Anybody that's a female, they tell you that all your problems are due to you need to be on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, or you have a heavy metal problem, and we're going to chelate you, or we're going to do something. If you go that route, working with somebody who is a specialist for all these illnesses, even though they're doing natural approaches, you're probably going to hit a dead end, because unless you're working with somebody who only does fibromyalgia, they're not going to really understand exactly what needs to be done. And so the other choice is if you think that you've realized that you're not going to hit the magic combination of whatever these pills are you're trying, or the research, and you've been trying to figure it out on the internet and reading these books, and then you realize you can't, then do a consult. I mean that's your other option, and the phone consult is a way for you to see if I can help you. And if I can, I'll tell you that, and then I'll give you my recommendations about what it's going to take to get you, to get you healthy. But you have no excuse now for continuing to do the same thing over and over again and expecting anything different. You've got to change what you're doing. And I want to encourage you to either get the book and use the book as your self-help guide, to find a doctor in your area, or to work with me personally. If you don't, where are you going to be 1 year from now? Where are you going to be 5 years from now? Are you going to be healthier? Are you going to feel better? Are you going to feel worse? And why would you want to let another year go by when you know that there's another way, a way that's been proven to work? Why would you do that unless you just have some reservations? And I'm not sure what that would be. But if you have any reservations, call the clinic. Talk to my staff. See if they can help you get past those reservations. But do something. Life is too short for you to, is this going to be a good day? Is this going to be a bad day? Am I going to be able to get out of bed today? Am I going to be able to socialize with friends? Am I going to be able to go to the grocery store? Am I going to be able to go to work? Am I going to lose my job? Am I going to lose my marriage because of my illness? I mean, that's not what God put us here for. We're not here to just try to get by. That's not what it's about. I mean, we're here for a short time, and that's it. We're here to play with our kids and play with our grandkids and to travel with family and friends and to do things. But when you get fibromyalgia, what you see is your life starts to disappear. You find that there's no joy. It's just gone. And you retreat further and further from life till you get to where you don't even go out of the house for days at a time sometimes, because you can't handle it. You can't handle the stress of interacting with crowds or noises, and you don't know, is this going to be a good day or a bad day? So you can't plan anything. You can't plan, are you going to be able to go to your nephew's wedding? You don't know. You can't plan a vacation because you don't know. You might be sick. That's no way to live. That's not living. That's existing. And I encourage you to do something different. I encourage you to be proactive and to go on the thefibrodoctor.com website and fill out that paperwork, or to get the book or to find a doctor in your area, but do something now. Don't wait another week or a month or a year, because you know it, before you know it, time flies. I just sent my daughter off to college. Where did 18 years go? It goes like that. It's gone. And you can't ever get it back. Don't miss out on life. Don't do it. Do something different. Take action and do something different. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. I look forward to your calls each and every Tuesday night on my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I wish you a healthy, happy evening. Thank you.